Welcome to Shulam Achshava on the Daf Shir, sponsored by Nishmas Rabbi Akashom Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Gidin Daf Chov Gimel. The Gemara Mudalev towards the end of the Amud brings that how can a blind person be with his wife? How can people be with their wives in the night? Because we have something called Tvius Eino Dekolo. A person can recognize the voice, and based on that recognition, that's why a person can be with his wife. So here the Gemara is saying the voice recognition is strong enough to allow a husband to be with his wife. The Ramban in Parshas Toilos regarding when Yaakov Avinu came to take the brochas from Yitzchok. So Ramban says, how can it be that Yitzchok Avinu did not recognize the voice of Yaakov? If everybody is able to recognize a voice, that's a man is about allowed to be with his wife at night. So Kol Shekin Yitzchak Avinu, who was such a chacham, of course he's able to recognize. So why didn't he recognize Yaakov based on his voice? So Ramban says either Yaakov and Esav had the same voice, and the only difference was how they spoke, as Chazal tell us that Yaakov spoke B'loshon Rakah, or the Yaakov Avinu imitated the voice of Esav. He changed his voice to speak like Esav. The Maharsha and Chidua Chidush HaGodes Bo'al Basra, the Chuf Chuf Gimel Beis, he brings another answer. Because there he speaks about what's the reason that Yaakov Avinu did not recognize Leah, that she was switched with Rachel. Didn't he recognize the voice? We know that you can rely on the voice in the night. So the Maharsha says yes. But here there was a simonim that Rachel gave to Leah. And that caused Yaakov to make a mistake. Meaning if you rely on the voice only, people do recognize other people based on their voice. But here there was other things going on. You have the simonim that changed. It looked like this was Rachel, not Leah. Even though the voice was not right, that made Yaakov make the mistake. Goes on the Maharsha and says that's also the story with Yaakov and Esav, because Yaakov had the hair that he put on his body that it looked like he was Esav, and Yitzchok came to touch him. So Yitzchok felt that this looked like Esav, even though the voice did not really fit. This made Yitzchak made the mistake, because when there's other things that are involved, that makes people make the mistake, and that answers the question of the Ramban. And the Chasam Sofer, in the Chasam HaChadosh, on Parshas Toldos, adds, according to this, says that Rivka told Yaakov, Alay kelos chobni, which means, L'klala loshen chisorin, I'm going to lose from this whole story. Rivka says that she's going to lose from it. Says the Chasam Sofer, why? Because Yitzchak Avinu was blind. So how is he allowed to be with Rivka? Because he was basing himself based on voice recognition. But if Yaakov is going to get the bracha, and he's being able to trick Yitzchak even though he has a different voice, so that will mean that Yitzchak will see from here that you can now rely anymore on voice recognition. So he's going to stop being with Rivka. That itself will cause Rivka to lose out. That's what Chasam Sofer says, al derech Jewish, that's what Rivka meant, alay kilos chobni. But at Kol Ponim we see that even though in general there is a heter to rely on voice recognition, you see that at the end of the day, it's not something which is 100% solid proof. And it's kedai to mention over here the famous story with the Noi de Biyudo, which was brought down in the Sefer Moifes Hador, which is a biography of the Noi de Biyudo, which came out about 100 years after the Ptira of the Noi de Biyudo. And there's a story that's brought down over there that he says, some say that this story happened with the Vilna Gaon, but that he heard in the name of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, that this was a story with the Noi de Biyudo. And the story goes that the city of Prague, there was a young person who just got married, and then he ran away and disappeared. And after a few years, he came back, and everybody recognized him. He was acting the same way. He had the same voice. Everybody knew that this is the person who ran away. Everybody recognized him as that person. But the father-in-law, the father of the wife, felt that something was wrong over here. And he wasn't sure what it was. And this person who claimed to be the son-in-law knew all the details of everything that happened during the wedding. He knew all the details of the family. He seemed to be very familiar. And again, he was also acting and having a very similar voice to what that person that disappeared many years before had. So the father-in-law, who did not know what to do, went to the Noi de Biyudo. The Noi de Biyudo told him, when you go to shul on Shabbos, those days every person had his unique place in shul, everybody had the book of Kavua. When you go to shul, don't go straight to your seat. Try to see if your supposed son-in-law is able to figure out where the seat is. As they go to the shul, The follower stays at the door, speaking to somebody, tells the son-in-law, you go sit down in the seat. This person, who was pretending to be the son-in-law, who verified all the details of the wife, the details of the family, there's one question he forgot to ask the person who ran away, is what's the seat of the shver? Where does he sit in shul? As he was going in shul, he couldn't figure out where the seat is. And then they brought it to Yehuda, and he was forced to admit that he really wasn't the husband. He met the husband at some place and was able to pretend to be the husband, able to act the same way, and able to imitate the voice and to know all the different details that were in the city. So here's an example of somebody who was able to trick everybody to think he's somebody else, and they even thought that they knew and recognized his voice, but that wasn't a Raya Gemura. It's not something which is 100% solid proof to rely on. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or wants to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.